Dog Live. We are launching in hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Features for free. We go right into the phone calls. Let's talk to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
I got to say, you guys are right. It's an argument me and a friend have been having about the Canadian health care system.
What's the argument exactly?
Well, he's saying the Canadian system's the best, and he wants...
He should ask the Canadians.
Yeah. That's right.
And I keep telling him, you still there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay, I keep telling him that the American system's not the best, but it's one of the best in the world.
But it could be better. But the point is that it comes down to economics. When you imply something is free, whether it's education or health care, it increases demand for it. And then supply is limited because you only have so many doctors and so many hospitals. And you're trying to cap the price. So it creates shortages, and therefore rationing occurs. It happens every time.
Yeah, I want to say I agree with you, and I like a copy of this tonight's show.
It's all you have to do is go to freetalklive.com at midnight tonight, and the MP3 will be up there on the left-hand side of the page, and you can record it to your computer.
Yeah, because I could give it to my friend as a Christmas present. And
there you go. Yeah, you could burn it on there.
Burn it to a CD.
Yeah, sure. It'll be an MP3 format.
Yep. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you know, there's all kinds of good information out there on the internet. You know, what you might want to do is just Google healthcare and the word libertarian, and it'll probably come up with all kinds of info. LootRockwell.com is an excellent source as well. If you search that website, I'm sure you'll find up with you'll find out just a plethora of information that you might find some interesting articles. Maybe print those out as well if he likes to read.
YouTube also. Sick in America, you can get that on YouTube.
Well, what was the name of the film that that Jim Babka had recommended? I don't
Dead
have
Meat.
It in front of you. Yeah, Dead Meat, I think, is what it was as well. So maybe take a look for that. It's a documentary about the Canadian healthcare system and just how awful it is with the waiting and the rationing and all of that. You know, the fact is, you put something in the government's hands and they set about ruining it. I mean, government can't get it right. They can't do anything right. They're the government. They don't have, again, the same incentives. They're not subject to marketplace signals like, you know, consumer satisfaction and price and demand and all of the different things that a business person operating in the marketplace would be subject to. Government's completely insulated from all of that. And so it's no surprise that they make the wrong decisions all of the time.
Right. And the people who work in a socialistic healthcare system are being paid with coercive funded money. So they have no incentive, and they're going to get paid no matter what.
Exactly. Dave, thanks for the call, and good luck with your friend. 800-259-9231. So whether you want to talk health care or whatever you want, you can. 800-259-9231. I want to address something that has, I guess, boiled over within the last 24 hours. It's yet another forum drama.
Oh, God. Why do we care about what's going on forums?
Well, apparently I have to make a few things clear to people that weren't apparently made clear, or maybe these people weren't paying attention. I don't know. But this one's on our forum on the Free Talk Live BBS, which you can access at bbs.freetalklive.com. We talk about it every night on this show, the BBS.
The BBS. But speaking as you know, somebody with a life, the arguments that occur on forums, I mean, it's one thing to go on a forum and post. I do now and then on the BBS forum and other forums. It's another thing to get really wrapped up in it.
Right.
And well, I think you're wrapped up in it, my friend.
No, you have to understand, Mark, this is from a business perspective. I have a product that I'm offering to people online. It's the Free Talk Live Forum, and I want it to be as compatible with as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want people to be able to go to the forum and experience it without running across certain things that I don't want on that forum.
Okay.
And so, you know, this has to do with generally just some misunderstandings that some people have about this show and the forum, and I think it needs to be cleared up. So first and foremost, what all of this is, the hubbub is about, is some of the people that are on the Free Talk Live forum have been complaining as of late because of one of the rules on the forum.
Okay.
Now, when you go to the Free Talk Live forum and you sign up for an account, you're presented with a user agreement.
Okay.
And the user agreement makes it very clear that there are certain things that aren't allowed on the forum.
Is it explicit as to what those things might be?
I'm reading from the user agreement here. Spam, racism, flooding, advertisements, chain letters, pyramid schemes, and solicitations are forbidden on this forum. Right okay. there in the user agreement. It's not a long user agreement. It's not like one of those terms of service where you have to page through 16 pages of legalese. It's pretty easy to understand, written in plain English. I mean, did you guys understand that? Spam. What's spam? That's where people...
Advertisement, you know, things that weren't requested, but, you know, mostly just advertisements. Right. Viagra, bigger, you know, appendages, things like that.
Okay. Racism, flooding. Now, flooding is where you post a bunch of posts that are
the
just
same
useless.
Thing over and over
yeah.
again.
Advertisements, obviously, that's sort of related to spam, chain letters, pyramid schemes. Solicitations are forbidden on this forum. Now, what part of are forbidden on this forum is difficult to get?
None.
All right. So, we all now understand that racism is not allowed on the Free Talk Live forum.
Or spam, or flooding, or several other things.
But it was the racism thing that really brought all this to a head in the first place. There was someone who was posting some racist posts on the forum recently,
uh-huh.
and they'd been doing it for a little while. I would say several weeks. They'd been on the forum participating in several threads for a number of weeks until finally they just started posting so many that people started getting a little, you know, they took notice of it.
Mm-hmm.
I took notice of it, and at that point I banned him straight out.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything in here about you're going to be warned if you're a racist, and you know there's no guarantee to any of that.
Okay.
You violate the policy, and you're subject to being banned.
So you banned the person?
I banned that person.
Okay.
Yes. And now some of these freedom fighters on the Free Talk Live forum are getting very, very upset about the fact that person was banned. They say that, well, the forum has an ignore feature, and if you don't want to read the racist posts, then you should just click ignore, and hey, no problem. You don't have to read them.
I can see a point with that.
But the fact is, the ignore feature doesn't make it so those posts go away.
Right, I can see your point that somebody might come along, you know, for the first time in the BBS forum and be confronted with some racist, bigoted crap.
Right.
And therefore think that it's a racist, bigoted forum. You don't have long on a forum to get my attention to make me decide that I want to stay and post. You probably won't get me to stay and post anyway. But I'm going to get my impression very quickly from a few posts.
Exactly. And I pointed out to them that, you know, they were claiming, well, that's okay, let them post and we'll just rebut them. You know, we'll attack them and ostracize them.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and I said, that's great. You know, I appreciate that and everything, but that won't stop them from cluttering up my forum with their racist posts. So what I don't want is racism on my forum. Pretty
right.
much anything else is open game. I don't care. Nudie pictures, whatever you want to post there. There's virtually no moderation on this forum. There's nobody controlling content with just a few exceptions. And so they're saying, well, this is not freedom, and you're advertising this forum as being a place for freedom and free speech. And never once have we advertised the BBS as a place for free speech.
Well, it's called Free Talk. It's a Free Talk Live BBS, so I can
see
what the confusion is there. Well,
I don't see why that's
free
confusing.
Talk Live.
I don't see why that's confusing. Free Talk Live is a radio show,
mm-hmm.
which the only promise we ever make on the air is that you can call in about anything you want. That doesn't mean that we're going to tolerate you for very long if you call in and start spouting off, those Jews are blah, 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 you know,
right.
or that nonsense. You're going to be rebutted and you're going to be thrown off the air eventually. So
they're treating you like you're the government, Ian, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a private organization, and private organizations... and they're not even paying to be a member.
No, they aren't.
It's free.
Some are amplifiers.
And that's where the other part of the story comes in, which is also why it's important to talk about this, because some of these people are suggesting, well, if you don't make it so this is a truly free speech place, I'm going to withdraw my amplifier money.
They might do that.
Fine. Go ahead. You know what? That just shows that you weren't amplifying for the right reason.
I don't like your attitude on it.
Thank you
for the amplifier dollars that you've given.
The fact is...
The amplifier dollars go to advertise, market,
right.
and promote Free Talk Live.
Again.
Not to create necessarily a quote-unquote free BBS.
We make
and
that
if
clear.
We wanna, if a free BBS made sense, then we'd have to allow people to spam. And if we allowed people to spam, then they would the whole BBS would be filled with spam.
Right.
And people would leave BBS in droves. In the same way with racism. People see the racism, they leave. Some do. And the more they see, the more they leave. The same problem with racism exists with spam. And I have to support your decision.
There's plenty of racist forums out there. If you want to go and see racist posts, go ahead. In fact, there's another show that's that is borrowing our name. And I don't want anyone to confuse the real Free Talk Live with the, you know, the white separatist sicko version of this show that's out there on the internet somewhere. I don't want anyone to have any confusion. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the car, children were squirming and squealing, "How far?" When I come back, I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Some on-the-road boredom busters. On holiday road trips, are your little angels singing, "Are we there yet?" in three-part disharmony? Then try these travel tips from the big guy himself. No, not Santa, me. For word fun, play letter lingo. Players first look for A words, like artificial Christmas trees, then B, bright lights, then the C, Hanukkah candles, and so on. For something melodic, host a family sing-along. The youngest elf in the back seat starts a holiday song, and where that person leaves off, the next player picks up. And for a sure way to banish boredom, count your blessings. That should take you singing all the way to your holiday destination. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. So we're talking about some complaints that some of our listeners have had, some of our participants
They're listeners, but mostly BBS participants.
Right. Some of our participants on the Free Talk Live forum have had as of late. They're upset because it's not total 100% freedom of speech on the Free Talk Live forum. Well, number one, it was never advertised that way. We say you can go and talk about you know, pretty much anything there. But when you go there, there's a user agreement that makes it very clear what things are not allowed to be talked about. It's a very, very small list, but it's there, and racism is one of those things. Now, that's not to say you can't talk about racism. That's an issue, and there's a lot of discussion that can certainly be had on that issue. What I'm talking about is racism itself. You know, just hatred, just spewing off, you know, negative terms and insulting people because of their race, that sort of thing. That's what is not allowed. And so, you know, just want to make this crystal clear. Also, one of the critiques has been, well, Ian, you always talk about on the radio how you're supposed to ostracize. And aren't you, you're not really, why don't you just let us ostracize them instead of banning them from the
forum?
Well,
this is what it is. This is a stated ostracism program. It says that you're not allowed to post racist rants on Free Talk Live. If imagine for a second you own a business, call it a baseball stadium. And at a baseball stadium, you said to your people, you're free to throw trash on the ground. Which they don't tell you, but you are pretty much free to throw trash on the ground at a baseball stadium. But imagine somebody didn't come along and clean up that trash.
Mm.
Well, what about the person's right, their quote-unquote freedom, to throw trash on the ground? Well, pretty soon the trash piles up and nobody wants to come there anymore. It's the job of the person who's in charge of the BBS, and that's you, to make sure the trash is cleaned up. And this is the trash that you've talked about. It's spam, it's racism, and those kind of things.
And ostracism
is clear and stated.
I think the point that these guys are missing about ostracism is that ostracism only really works when you have private property rights. I mean, think about it.
Right.
If I didn't actually own this house, you guys could just come in here and say and do whatever it is you wanted to do, and as much as I didn't like it, all I could really do was just ignore you. Well, because I have private property, I can say, you know, Mark, thanks but no thanks. Why don't you leave now? And I can close the door behind you and lock the door so you can't come back in.
Well, if you owned a restaurant and somebody was coming in being obnoxious all the time, you could ban them also because you have property rights to your business. You get to pick who you associate with in a private setting.
So that's part of ostracizing.
Yes.
Utilizing your private property, and in this case, it's the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, the forum. That's the private property. Utilizing the features on that private property to keep out the unwanted. So if it's your home, it's the locks on your front door. And, you know, the fact that you've got a gun upstairs or whatever. And if it's your bulletin board system online, it's the ban feature. People shouldn't have to just ignore all of the racist and spam posts. We can take care of that using our private property rights. There's nothing anti-freedom about that. Because while I like the idea of freedom of speech, I also like the idea of private property and being able to exercise your right to it. And control that private property.
You're not affecting anyone's freedom of speech.
Not at all. Go ahead and open your own forum. There's a whole internet out there, folks.
Right. Freedom of speech is not being affected here. This is not an issue of freedom of speech, really.
Well, that's what they're claiming it is. We're not free to speak here.
Well,
blah.
Then shouldn't we make people free? If we're going to do that, then we have to make it. It would seem fair to make it, you know, free for the spammers to come on and just fill your board full of spam for Viagra, you know, adult porn sites and refinance your home things.
Or racist post after racist post. Look, I don't want it on my forum. If you want that, go find a forum where it has it or start your own completely unmoderated forum. Just go and get yourself a little web hosting service. The software's free. The forum software? We don't pay a dime for that stuff. So go ahead, set up your own forum and have a blast, okay? And if you want to try to use your AMP
contributions as leverage over
me? We have never, ever given in to anybody who's claimed that they're going to stop amplifying over, you know, this issue or that issue. The amplifier program is not a blackmail program so that you can control the content of Free Talk Live.
Or the core.
This
the
is the content of Free Talk Live.
Right.
It is pretty consistent. You like it or you don't.
Right. And it doesn't allow you to have sway. It doesn't allow you to have leverage over Free Talk Live's on-air policies or our off-air policies, and that includes the forum policy. And we talk about the AMP program every night on the show, and we make it very crystal clear that the number one reason that you want to AMP is to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We sweeten the pot by offering some perks like access to the AMP-only section of the forum, the AMP-only call-in lines, and that sort of thing, but it was never suggested that you know, it would be used to, you know, give you a vote as to how we do things
now,
here.
What about creating a new forum section? This is just a possibility here. A new forum section that's for racist, bigoted hate mongers. And you just, you know, put the little title up there. That way everybody is warned.
No, because then those would be, then they'll just be upset that, you know, oh, you're not allowing it on the whole forum. So you're just a totalitarian dictator.
No, I mean, this seems to me to be, it's a section, right? It doesn't make any sense to talk about the Shrine of Female Listeners in the general forum. We have a Shrine of Female Listeners forum. So that way you can take all the racist, bigoted rants. You can put them in that section. Anybody who comes on the BBS.
Yeah, but that would require moderation. And again, it's
you're still moderating.
No, not very often.
I mean, you go in there and when somebody's, you know, when somebody's talking about racist stuff, you moderate that.
Yeah, well, it's easy to just ban the person instead of having to move around a bunch of posts. The point about the Free Talk Live BBS is we don't want to put a lot of time into it. We don't like doing a lot of work. We don't, you know, it's,
I understand
we don't
no
get
money
paid to do the Free Talk Live BBS, so as little work as possible is the way we want it. And I just don't want that crap on my forum. So that's the end of the story, end of the discussion. If you want to pull your amplifier dollars, look, we'll be sad to see you go, but it's clear you weren't amplifying for the right reasons. And if you want to claim that you were confused or that one of the offended people, the only person so far to pull his amp dollars, he claimed that he's only joined because he thought this was the freest forum out there and he only wanted to support the forum and that he was misled. Well, I said, well, you must have, you know, problem reading, because when you joined, you agreed to, and you agreed to a statement, a user agreement that made it very explicit what was and wasn't allowed. So caveat emptor, my friend. Nobody fooled you. Nobody suckered you or tricked you into giving us money. It's all right out in the open. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind?
I think it's great what y'all are doing, and anybody who is actually a hate monger, then you don't need a separate website form, you know what I mean? Just keep doing what you're doing. And
that's what we're going to do. They can go start their own websites and play there. Look, this is my sandbox.
I wanted to talk to you tonight a little bit about the type of rainbow that I am. I was an A camper, you know, one of the protectors of the heart circle, you know, and we were one of the ones that used to, you know, clean up after all the polluters and everything. And, but other than that, I wanted to talk about my doggy, and you don't have to put up with anybody. I live in a state that has a lot of hate in it.
You know what? You're hard to understand tonight, Jeremy. Call us back tomorrow night and, you know, maybe before you start drinking. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroegisacral under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegisacral at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegisacral now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacroegisacral.com. That's Sacroegisacral.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have archives and entire years' worth of the program right there. Easy to download. You just click. I mean, there's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of that stuff. We give it away. Front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. All right, Mark, you said that someone is claiming to have found Osama bin Laden, someone who is apparently just a member of the media, not even a military member or anything like that. What's the story here?
Well, it's not a claim necessarily. It's some PR hype. The marketing gurus at Weinstein and Company seem to be floating the story, this story around anyway. That's rumors are flying that filmmaker Morgan Spurlock of Super Size Me fame may have done what the United States government has failed to do for the last 6 years: find Osama bin Laden.
Hmm.
The speculation first began in the Berlin International Film Festival in February, where Spurlock showed a select group of potential buyers 15 minutes of footage from his new documentary. Where in the world is Osama bin Laden? It's a great question. I want to know where Osama bin Laden is.
Yeah.
The film shows Spurlock through the Middle East in his search for the elusive leader of Al-Qaeda. According to SlashFilms.com, the Weinstein Company quickly snapped up the picture after seeing the clips. Adding to the brief belief, Daniel Mauricio, the film's director of photography, is quoted in Variety saying of the movie, "We've definitely got the Holy Grail."
Interesting.
Now, in a rational world, it would challenge credulity that an indie filmmaker would succeed at a task that the U.S. government has spent hundreds of billions of dollars to accomplish. And this is the reason I'm reading this.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
It absolutely makes perfectly good sense to me that a person working in the free market for the profit motive would be far more successful than a bunch of bureaucrats that have billions of dollars behind them.
Sure.
Now, here is a good example, and you'll rarely get to see it. Here's a good example of how the free market, if this is so, and it may not be so, I don't know.
It could just be hype. Yeah.
It could very well be. But if so, it's a good example of how the free market can compete far better than the United States military. People say, we have the greatest military the world has ever known. And I'll grant you that. But militaries are rated on a, by government basis.
Well, you're only comparing them to other militaries.
Right. It's other governments. It's comparing one sort of cancer to another sort of cancer. Whereas if you put the military on the trail of, say, finding Osama bin Laden, they're going to kill him, but the indie filmmaker is going to film him. So obviously Osama bin Laden has a motive to meet with the indie filmmaker.
That's true.
Either way, you're showing the indie filmmaker with a little bit of, with a lot of profit incentive and a little bit of money behind him can do what the United States military with almost no incentive whatever, has anybody lost their job because they haven't found Osama bin Laden?
No. Who knows?
Has anyone lost a promotion because they didn't get Osama bin Laden?
Why not just a $1 billion bounty? We could have done that 5 years ago.
I've heard they put the bounties up, and I don't know why it's not working. I would think that it would. But I do know the United States government has prevented people from the United States from going out and looking for Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. They put the bounty up there, but they want the rest of the world to do it for them.
Hmm.
Look, if we are the cradle of capitalism, let our people go out and look for him.
You know, before 2001, before the September 11th attacks, there were plenty of news organizations that were able to get Osama bin Laden to do interviews for them, and he was still relatively reclusive and hard to find back then. So, again, there were other instances of people in the marketplace finding him where these government people, they just can't do it.
Well, let me finish the article real quick, and then we can talk about it more if you'd like.
Sure.
Now, in a rational world, I'm going to reread the first that sentence. Now, in a rational world, it would challenge credulity that an indie filmmaker would succeed in a task the U.S. government has spent hundreds of billions of dollars to accomplish and failed miserably. But given the fact that the administration has been running the country with all the efficiency one would expect from a bad Monty Python film for the past 7 years,
hey,
maybe
what's wrong with Monty Python?
No, they're a little slapstick.
Spam.
I don't think that. You see, this is the idea was that somehow the government was smarter under Bill Clinton is what they imply. The implication is here,
and it's absurd.
It wasn't. Sorry.
Yep.
I mean, Bill Clinton didn't stumble over words the way that George Bush does.
Well, I mean, if you want to bring up something about the Bill Clinton regime, that's when Somalia happened.
Right.
And the greatest military in the world got their butts handed to them
by a ragtag group
of insurgents in Somalia.
Yeah. So, sorry. It wasn't any better.
Yeah.
The film is due to premiere in Sundance. It's not the absolute best marketing ploy to start people's expectations that your product can't hope to fulfill. But since the rumor is sure to raise the film's profile, stupider things have certainly been done. So they're saying, we don't know, but I can tell you that people will be, if this is what they're talking about, and it seems like they're pushing, the filmmakers are suggesting this.
If he doesn't really have it, then it'll look real bad.
Yeah, he's going to look really bad. And he had a big success with Super Size Me. To pull this kind of stunt with that kind of name would be really stupid.
Could ruin his career.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to believe him after that? I mean, he comes off of Super Size Me, only as good as your last accomplishment. He had to, make this big PR blitz that he found Osama bin Laden. I'm interested to see what he found, but I'll bet you he's found more than the military.
1-800-259-9231, SACL's CAI toll-free line. You can comment on that or whatever's on your mind. Quick email from John. He says, hey, guys, I'm a 16-year-old libertarian in Maryland, relatively new as of a few months ago to this movement, so I have a question for you. On your show, you repeatedly criticize the income tax as economic slavery, and I agree. Yet on a recent program, you also criticized Abraham Lincoln as one of the worst presidents in history.
New to the movement, I see.
So what would a libertarian president have ended the racial slavery of the 19th century? I think it means how would.
How would.
A libertarian president have ended the racial slavery of the 19th century? It's a good question.
Well, first the question you have to ask yourself is, would slavery still exist in the South today if Abraham Lincoln hadn't have gone in there? How much longer?
And waged a war.
And waged a war. And first off, did Abraham Lincoln wage the war to end slavery? No, he didn't. He didn't sign the Emancipation Proclamation until 2 years into the war. And
only emancipated the northern, or
slaves in the southern states. There were still states in the north that
if you were in
states.
The Union, you could still have slaves.
And if you returned to the Union, you could continue to have slaves. So it wasn't about emancipating the slaves. It was about creating insurrection. First off, let's establish that the war wasn't fought over slavery. It's all messed up in there, and I get that, and they certainly make it seem that way in government high school.
Sure they do.
Mm-hmm. Would the South still have slavery? Well, slavery doesn't exist anywhere in the world. Pretty much Sudan, maybe. There's some really backwater places that maybe have slavery.
Developed world, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist in the developed world. Somehow the rest of the countries in Western Europe, all over South America, you know, all kinds of places, they didn't fight wars to end slavery. Why did we need to do it? Likely slavery would have gone out. Slavery was not a popular process in the sense that most people didn't own slaves. Only the richest people owned slaves. Only the richest people could afford them. So I don't think that it would have continued much longer.
And ultimately, the Civil War did deteriorate states' rights. And the whole point of states' rights is to create competition between the states. So if a few northern states really want to end slavery, all they have to do is say, hey, everybody down there, we're free up here. If you want to come up here, you'll be free people. And,
exactly.
And slave owners wouldn't be able to build fences tall enough to keep their slaves there.
You know, I really like the way that Mary Ruart addresses this. I think she does a fine job of doing it in her book, Healing Our World. She talks about, she touches on and goes into detail and cites sources on what you were just talking about, Wayne, how the marketplace and competition for employees would essentially have, you know, eventually gotten rid of slavery. It would have been incremental. It probably wouldn't have all happened overnight, and it didn't happen overnight with a governmental policy.
No.
And at least in the marketplace, it wouldn't have cost the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans in order to get it to happen. And, you know, basically what would happen is many of these slaves were already obviously being given room and board and that sort of thing. And so eventually the slave owners would realize, well, if we offer a little bit more, then we'll get the best, we'll have the best people here. If we offer a little bit of money, then we'll have the best workers and so on and so forth. And working conditions would continue to improve via competition in an open and free marketplace. So there's your answer. Let the marketplace work. And slavery would be abolished on its own. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231, inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there, we give them away. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's for as little as $3 a month. You can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, and you'll get some perks, too. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room and forum. There's some more details there on what we're doing with the money. Essentially, again, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So we're taking that $3 in, turning it right back around into bringing more stations on board and spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So go and get amped at amp.freetalklive.com.
The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. Now you can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. Wayne, we gave you one for your son. How's he like it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, my son gives it the thumbs up.
And he likes it?
He likes it.
Go ahead. Have you gotten to, is he actually, does he use it with the sound turned on or off? Because it's got a little sound switch you can turn.
Yeah, both. Both. Sometimes I'll say, hey, can you cut the sound on that now?
It's still fun without the sound.
But it isn't bad. I thought the sound might be obnoxious, but it's tolerable.
Right,
parents.
ZeroToys.com. Good stuff. 800-259-9231. We go back to the phones in moments, but I mentioned a moment ago we were talking about slavery. We had a question come in about, well, you know, what would have happened if Abraham Lincoln were never president and instead a libertarian-minded president were in. And I mentioned that Dr. Mary Ruart had, I thought, an excellent answer to that point, or she certainly touches on it in her book, Healing Our World, talking about how the marketplace on its own, if left truly free, a free marketplace with competition, again, competition works in several different ways. You're competing with your competitors for customers, but you're also competing for the best employees. So,
and citizens, too.
Right. So you have to understand that the reason why the workplace today is as comfortable as it is, you know, you've got air conditioning. Many people, they don't have to work with dangerous machines. We've got a relatively safe workplace, a work environment today. It's not because of government regulation. It's because of competition between businessmen trying to give employees the best place to work. Julia, my girlfriend, was telling me she was going down recently for a meeting. She works for a restaurant firm here in the Northeast. And she's an assistant manager now, so she was going to an assistant manager's meeting, and she was talking about how comfortable this room was that they had set up. It's a meeting room, you know, very nice seating, and there's apparently coffee and tea and all kinds of different beverages that were available. They didn't have to do that. And then after the meeting, they took everybody out for drinks. They usually take them out for dinner as well. And, I mean, these are things that aren't necessary. You could just have a meeting and have everybody go home. But they want to make it as comfortable as possible for people so people think that, yeah, I like working here.
Yeah.
This is good. And that's why things are good. Anyway, I want to share with you what Dr. Ruart says here in her book, Healing Our World, which, by the way, you can read for free on her website at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. It's the old 90s edition, but it's still just chock full of good information. She points out that many Southern landowners after the Civil War didn't want to have anything to do with the newly freed blacks. However, wealth creation on their plantations was much more profitable with hired hands than without them. Blacks offered to work for less than whites would, meaning that plantation owners would have to choose between their prejudice and their pocketbook. Many chose to hire blacks to maximize their creation of wealth. At first, the landowners tried to collude to pay the blacks as little as possible. Even though such action was perfectly legal, the marketplace ecosystem foiled their plans with its self-regulating magic. A few landowners soon found that if they paid the best workers a little bit more than everyone else did, then they had their pick of all of the skilled blacks. Experienced workers created more wealth for the plantation than unskilled ones, so profits increased. Landowners who paid low wages were alarmed to see their best workers leaving to work for these more enlightened employers. They either offered higher wages in return or found themselves without help. Even whites with deep prejudices found themselves persuaded by their pocketbook to
as will always happen.
Right, to treat black hired hands better than they wanted to. Exploitation of newly emancipated slaves was limited by the employer's own greed. They were still able to discriminate, but they paid dearly for it. By allowing them to reap as they sowed, the marketplace ecosystem taught them the hazards of exploitation and discrimination. Blacks dissatisfied with working for landowners had other options as well. They migrated to northern factories, opened their own shops, or simply offered their skills to the community as plumbers, electricians, etc. The marketplace ecosystem protected blacks from exploitation by the variety of niches through which they could create wealth. As blacks began to gain respect and affluence, however, these avenues for creating wealth were then closed to them by government aggression, which she goes on in her book to talk about all of the different government regulations and licensing requirements that are essentially very subtle subtle racism today. It's still there, and it's more of a classist.
I don't know. I don't know what the intent is precisely. I mean, you know, they claim it's to keep us safe and all that other stuff. But one of the results is that people, you know, poor people have a difficult time opening their own businesses and making money and pursuing the American dream.
Right.
So the result is definitely classist.
It's keeping poor people poor and keeping them from creating true wealth for themselves by starting their own businesses. And that's a whole other topic. But there's one other important point to mention about the Civil War in those times. Even though there was slavery, there was an important factor that government, there was an important role that government played in that, and that is that government supported the role of slavery. So if a slave managed to escape from the plantation, for instance, if he or she were captured by government troops or government police, then they would return the slave to the plantation, and the government would assist in capturing the slave. So this was government-endorsed slavery more so than anything else, really. And that's not good. In fact, even in the 20th century, the Jim Crow laws, that's the government. But, right. It was the government passing laws forcing bus drivers to segregate their buses.
I'd like to think, and likely there were people that, you know, in the government that wanted to get rid of slavery and wanted to do it for the right reasons. But there were also people that saw that getting rid of slavery would benefit them. The industrialized North realized, hey, we can get lower, you know, these people will increase our labor pool and lower the wages for the already remarkably low wages for immigrants into the country. People benefited from it from the same point of view. So, you know, it's all politics is—it's just a football, and we need to do these things for the right reasons. And Mary Ruart outlines how we can.
Yeah, her book is very, very enlightening, and it's way outside the box. But I've had a few people who I know who have read it, and they and their eyes were opened widely.
She's so persuasive. It's, yeah, it's very well written. I highly recommend that for gifts as well this holiday
absolutely.
Season. Amazon.freetalklive.com if you want to get yourself a copy of the updated 2000 edition. Let's go to the phones. Amp line, Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have a comment on that slave thing.
Yes.
About how you compete with prices. I've got a rental house. And I know that let's say it's worth $1,500 a month. That's what I think the market is.
Okay.
If I were to rent that thing for $1,600 a month, you know, I'm gonna make $100 extra a month. But my market is going to be so small that, you know, I'm going to take whoever I happen to get, and they might not be the best candidate. But if I price that thing at $1,400 or $1,300, I'm going to have people lining up to get that place.
Right, and you can take your pick of those people, and likely you'll have the best people.
Exactly. I mean, now I'm in the choosing seat, and I feel it much faster. You know, and if I lose $100 a month, but I rent it a month sooner, that's more than the that I would lose in a year.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm here in Tulsa.
Okay.
Still, and as I mentioned before, as a recap, I kind of got a little problem with the cops last week.
Are you behaving this week, Mark? I mean, Brian.
I'm being very, very careful.
Good.
Well, last night I was coming out of that same restaurant that I came out of when I kind of had my interaction with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being very cautious. Of course, there was nothing going on, so that was okay. But I just couldn't help myself. And about a block away, I noticed there's some more flashing lights. Man, the cops in here have nothing better to do than to flash the lights. So I was kind of drawn towards the flashing lights.
No, you didn't have two beers this time, did you?
No, I was
thank
fine.
God.
I had a chili burger and played some darts.
Well, okay. That's mind-altering, too.
Yeah. But anyways, I see the flashing lights, and I'm, you know, mysteriously drawn. And I see that there's a police car sitting, you know, double parked, lights flashing in front of another bar, right? And so I just kind of, you know, have my hands in my pocket, approach very cautiously, and this bar is completely empty. You know, there's a couple of people there, and there's a cop up at the bar, you know, in full regalia.
Okay.
You know, taking a drink from a little tiny glass of water.
Hmm.
All at once. So anyway, I
does that mean
I
something?
Go,
oh, okay. Are you suggesting that wasn't water and was indeed something else?
I see. I can't say.
You can't say for sure, but it looked like people that were doing shots that you've seen do shots in the past.
Yeah, not that I've ever done that. But,
you would say it would be unusual for the bartender. I mean, if that cop had come in and asked for a glass of water, you'd say it would be unusual for them to pour it in such a tiny little glass.
Yeah.
Let's continue the story here in moments, all right? Hang on, dude. We'll bring you back. Hour 3 coming up, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll also tell you about a Texas church that canceled the memorial of a military veteran. Why? We'll explain. Free talk.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
You wear